From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. President Obama says the security breakdown that led to the failed Christmas Day attack aboard a Detroit-bound passenger jet is unacceptable. Mr. Obama says he wants a preliminary report done by Thursday.
The reviews I've ordered will surely tell us more. But what already is apparent is that there was a mix of human and systemic failures that contributed to this potential catastrophic breach of security. We need to learn from this episode and act quickly to fix the flaws in our system, because our security is at stake and lives are at stake.
The incident has prompted more stringent measures at airports around the world. NPR's Walter Ray Watson is traveling back to Washington. He filed this report at Pearson Airport in Toronto.
I first went through the usual metal detector, and then coming to the corridor where my gate was, I had to line up and then empty all my pockets. I was checked with a wand. Thirdly, I was patted down from head to toe, and apparently they're doing this with each and every international passenger.
NPR's Walter Ray Watson. The head of the World Health Organization says the worst of the swine flu outbreak is over in North America and some European countries. But Dr. Margaret Chan says it is too early to say the same for the rest of the world.
It would be prudent and appropriate for WHO, together with our member states, to continue to monitor the evolution of this pandemic for the next 6 to 12 months.
Chan said the virus could still mutate and become more dangerous. World Health officials say more than 11,500 people have died from the disease since the outbreak began in April. Every year, around 250,000 people die from the regular flu. Americans' confidence in the economy rose for the second month in a row, although their optimism about the immediate future is hardly robust. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty has more.
The Conference Board said its Consumer Confidence Index rose to 52.9, up slightly from November, but far below 90, which signifies a solid economy. Americans were upbeat about their prospects in the medium term. Twice as many people said they felt that business conditions would improve as said they would deteriorate over the next 6 months. And the percentage of people who believed that more jobs would open up increased to 16.2%, although even more people expect jobs will disappear. The Conference Board predicted because of anxiety over unemployment, Americans will continue to keep a tight hand on their wallets over the next few months. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.
In Tokyo, the Nikkei average of 225 selected issues fell 91 points, closing at 10,546. The Hang Seng Index was down 28 points at 2147. This is NPR News. An Israeli court has ruled that Palestinians must have access to a major highway. Shira Frankel has this report from Jerusalem.
In a precedent-setting ruling, the Israeli High Court has said that Palestinians must be given access to Highway 443, a major thoroughfare that connects Jerusalem to Tel Aviv. Palestinian vehicles were banned from the road in 2002 due to several shooting attacks there. Lawyers argue that more than half the highway cuts through private Palestinian land, forcing Palestinian vehicles to take circuitous routes. In its ruling, the court said that the route does not benefit the local population, from whom lands were appropriated to build it. The court ordered the Israeli military to open Highway 443 within 5 months. For NPR News, I'm Shira Frankel in Jerusalem.
A computer hacker has pleaded guilty to charges in the last of three federal cases involving the theft of more than 170 million credit and debit card numbers by breaking into retail computer systems. Albert Gonzalez of Miami faces 15 to 25 years in prison when he is sentenced in March under a plea agreement. The 28-year-old college dropout has been dubbed the mastermind of the biggest identity theft in U.S. history. Target says it was among Gonzalez's customers. Republican Congressman George Vodanovich of California says he'll retire from his seat next year. He says he wants to attend to pressing family matters. His wife is battling cancer. Democrats hope to make some gains in California next year by targeting congressional districts that were won by President Obama. But Vodanovich's mostly Republican 19th congressional district is not a part of that effort. Again in stock, Tokyo's Nikkei is down 91 points. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News from Washington.